or kind of slip finish on it, mm-hmm. resting on it.
What do you call the things along the edge of the roof that carry the water off?
The eaves and the gutters.
Is that built in or does it hang?
No, we hang them on there, Mickum. I got some out there now. I used to have a big underground cistern right there. And you ought to see what's happened to it now. If you cut this thing off, I'll show you something. You ought to look at that.
What? When the cistern would catch the water?
Underground.
Uh-huh.
I'd dig it, you know, with the shovel and the spades, and we'd pull the dirt out of there, and then I'd get sand and cement and mix it together and plaster the walls of it in where the water couldn't leak out and the water couldn't come in, and have a good cistern that way, underground cistern. I built a lot of them. Built the one I got right there, but it's caved in now. The whole corner of my house is caved in. I hired a lot of stuff hauled, put in that hole already, and got to haul a lot more to put in there.
How come it caved in? Was there rain?
I just don't know. It just got so rainy and everything, and so much rain, I reckon the ground just got soft and it busted in or something or another. Just got messed up badly.
Y'all have community water now?
Mm-hmm. We have a deep well down here. We get our water. It's government approved and everything. Mm-hmm. But my wife won't drink it, and I got her a tank out there. I catch water off that gutter I put on the eave of that house. Got a Minel screen on that tank that keeps everything out of there except the little fine stuff, you know, maybe gets mm-hmm. in there. And we use the tank water for, she does all of her cooking and makes her coffee with that
Can
tank
you taste
water.
The difference?
I don't drink coffee. Never did in my life. She says she can tell the difference. And a lot of people drink coffee here, and they say they can tell the difference. Could you tell the difference, Ricky?
I don't know.
Do you drink coffee?
Yeah. I'd have to have them both.
Yeah. Stuff. Well, they put so much of this chlorine and stuff in this water to purify it. You know, it makes a whole lot of difference sometimes, the taste mm-hmm. of it.
Sometimes if you have a house and an ale, what do you call the low place where they join together?
Well, now, if you'd build a house like this way and something go off out that way and join together, you'd call that an ale in the house.
Mm-hmm.
There'd be an ale in there.
What would the low place on the roof be called?
The low places on the roof?
Yeah, where the roof going over the ale and the roof on the main part of the house.
The comb of the roof.
Mm-hmm.
The comb of the roof up here and the eave of the roof down here, you know, mm-hmm. where it slopes down to the lower side is the eave and the comb's up on the top.
Did you ever hear of an alley or...
Yeah,
valley?
Yeah.
What's that?
Valley. Well, now, if you've got two places come together, one building comes in from your right and one comes in to the left with a slope, we'd say at a certain angle of it, then you'd put a galvanized tin up that part there and it'd cover down to that. And where that tin come in there, that water would come down and run off that in the valley.
Mm-hmm.
Come off and run off. I have that out in front of my house there.
Uh-huh. What do you call the space between the ceiling and the roof?
Well, that's the loft.
Okay. And a little room off the kitchen where you can store canned goods and extra dishes and things.
Well, we never have here used anything on what we'd call a smokehouse.
Uh-huh.
I was always a fellow that was so curious about everything until I always had to have me a smokehouse, and I always liked to kill my own meat. And if I didn't have it to kill here year before last, not this year, but last year, I bought hogs in the hill out there, was fat on mass, and made my own sausage, dressed my hogs out and everything, and brought them down here and put them in there and smoked my meat and took it down and fixed it out that way. And my homemade sausage, I'd done the same thing. Said smoke my sausage. The madam put them away in the deep freeze to keep. And what she didn't have room in the deep freeze to put them away, well, she'd take them out and get on the stove and fry them till they was nearly about done, like.